Good morning, this is Mississippi Cox out of the Bronx, New York. I want to say this morning, Proverbs, I guide you in the way of wisdom, and in your alone, your straight path. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning to a new day. We can't say it, but thank you, Lord. Lord, we lift our hands up to you and praising and surrender our lives to you this morning. We take our hands off every problem or every problem that we have in situations and circumstances that we may try to. We cannot fix it. We can only let you do it, Lord. Lord, we cast all our burdens on you. Open our eyes to see that you know what we best for all of us. Straighten our faith to take you at your word. Raise up us to be a better and declare that we love you in everything that we do. Thank you for the DSLEX family and this honest life opportunity. Thank you to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord Jesus. God, thank you for her and Dr. P.K. Robinson. Pray that Dr. P.K. get better, Lord, and be back on his call. Thank you for the speaker this morning for the word that they're going to share with us in the telecommunications sanctuary. Pray for the sick and the shedding this morning. Go by the hospital's nursing home, Lord, and touch Mother Brown this morning, Lord. Pray for Brother Richard Washington. He asked the doctor, will I be able to walk again? Oh, I was touched by that, Lord. Pray for the bereaved family, Lord, this morning. Most of all, thank you, and God bless us to go to Houston. Father God, we thank you for everything you do. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia, and thank you so much for seating and greeting the people of God in our virtual sanctuary, and thank you so much for that warm, powerful prayer. Well, good morning, my family members. This is Minister Willa out here in rainy tropical storm Tampa. God is good. Praise him. Well, and I thank you, each and every family member, for joining us on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts, whom we refer to as our dear Dr. Dimples, and we're continuing to pray for her, and our beloved Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whom we call our Mother Eagle. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, we know that we get together every Monday through Friday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, and we're just so thankful that we are able to do that. And if you want to get in on just a little bit earlier to just have a fellowship with one another, try getting on 10 minutes earlier so that we can get to talk a little bit and just continue to worship and fellowship in the Lord. Well, the Master's Call was founded over 5 years ago, my goodness, on October 25th. And Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts felt led by the Holy Spirit to have our mission statement, which reads out of Psalm 88:13, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." Now, if you want to hear any of the messages, or even today's message, first of all, if you want to hear today's message, the playback, because we know it's going to be rich and powerful, you can go to 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, the PIN is 957-677-POUND. Now, we have just a whole buffet of messages, all the messages. So if you need a word on any topic, you can go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And I can tell you, you will certainly be feel like you are well-fed after listening to those messages. Now, we also love to get your prayer requests and your praise reports, and so we know that we reserve Friday to do that, but anytime that you want to send a prayer request to us or a praise report, you can do that by going to info@themasterscall.net. Again, you can do that by going to info@themasterscall.net. And also you can go to hear Clement Boyd's last night's message that he gave by going to 712-770-4009. Again, 712-770-4009. And that is, the PIN code is 671-934-POUND. And that's preparing for the Ignite Conference, which we know is coming up. It's coming up. It's on June 10th. That's Friday, June 10th and 11th in Houston, Texas. And in order to register, if you haven't done so already, and I believe there's still time to register for that call, you can go to the conference. You can go to www.events.artistlife.com. Again, www.events.artistlife.com to register for that call. Also, I want to include here, on Thursday, this coming Thursday, there's going to be Artist Life Ignite, and again, that's hosted by Carol Kim and with his team, and that's going to be Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can join him on that call at 741-715-3865. And there's going to be a dynamic team over there waiting for you. That team consists of Tiffany Lauderdale, our very own Minister Tiffany, our very own Minister Jackie Henderson, and Delia Hernandez. And I will talk about that some more when I come back after the message has been given. Now, we invite any and all of you, if God has put it on your heart to become a part of this artist, this prayer team, we certainly welcome you. We welcome you to be a greeter, just as you heard Minister Cynthia doing, or to be a host, as you hear me, or even if God has put a word for you to bring to the body of Christ here, to bring a message. We certainly welcome you. This is not a closed club at all. Everyone is welcome. And you can do that by sending an email to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And I can guarantee you that Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general will get in touch with you. Now, the reason we're all together is because of the company Artists International, which was founded by Papa Diaz de Leon over 20 years ago. And God has blessed this company so much, and there's so much going on. As I've already mentioned, the Ignite Conference is coming up, and you can always go back to your back office to see what the latest promotions are and all the information that you would need to have. And you can get that at www.artistlife.com. So that's for those of you who might be on the line who are not distributors already and you want to know more about it. The person who told you about this call will take you there and will tell you how to access that. Well, after this call is the new morning motivational call, and that is originated by Platinum President Dorothy Cook. She has a group team of leaders over there with her. So if you want more information about Artists International, about how to run your business and be successful in it, you're going to want to get on that call. And that number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. And the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. Well, it is time for me to introduce our wonderful speaker, and she is absolutely no stranger to us here on the Master's Call. I love her verse because it's one of my favorites, and it's in Matthew 11:12. The kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. And I'm talking about none other than co-pastor Lavanya Lewis, who was born in Las Vegas, Nevada on August 1st, 1972, to a teenage single parent mother. And Dr. Lewis says that she was destined to be another statistic, but what the devil meant for bad, God took and meant it for good. It was at a very young age that she knew that her life was different from others and that she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in church, that she needed to make a relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Ghost at age 14 and began preaching the gospel at many churches in the Las Vegas area. At the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor by 19. Together with her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah Ministries in January 2004 with the mandate of equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backsliders. Pastor Lavanya has over 12 years of experience being a youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, Pastor Elmary Gaston, as well as serving alongside her husband as anointed a temple assistant pastor for 9 years. Pastor Lewis has a number of degrees, and she has a degree in a Bachelor of Science degree. She has a master's degree, and she also has a master's degree in divinity. And she got her master's degree with high distinctions, graduating magna cum laude. She also completed a 1 year of course study in her residency towards her doctorate in education. So I just spoke prophetically. Initially, I called her Dr. Lewis, so we're going to stick with that. She has had a successful radio ministry, traveled preaching the gospel, trained young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue, and prepared those who were called to preach, teaching them how to live the life they preach about. She's a wife, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a teacher, a student, a counselor, a pastor, and a friend. So it is my pleasure to present to some and introduce to others our very own Dr. Lavanya Lewis. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning. And I received that. I received that, Dr. Lavanya Lewis. Matter of fact, it sounds wonderful. So you keep calling me that. Amen. We thank and praise God for all of you who are on the call. We thank and praise God for those who have stopped this morning and said, look, I need to start my day, and I need to start my day with Jesus. I need to start my day getting to Word. I need to start my day being with the saints, being equipped and empowered to spread this gospel even further. Come on, we got to make Jesus more famous. He ain't famous enough for me. I need him to be more famous. So I heard someone tell me that, and I thought, I agree. We need to make him even more famous than he already is. And so it's out of our mouths that we do so, and out of our lifestyles that we do so. I bring you greetings from our headquarters, city and state, Las Vegas, Nevada, where the sun is just now peeking over the mountains. And I'm sitting here, and I'm so grateful for all that God has done, all that he's doing, and all that he has yet to do. And I thank God for all who have been a part of this call, making this successful. Thank you for those who got up this morning to listen. Thank you. I want to speak to you briefly this morning and encourage your heart from the book of Judges, the 7th chapter, starting at the 5th verse. And again, we won't be before you long, but I wanted to really just stop and encourage you. I wanted to thank you all for your prayers. Many of you don't know things that I've been going through over the last couple of years, over the last few months. My brother was murdered last year, December, out here in Las Vegas. Brutally, my brother and my cousin were brutally murdered, execution style. And they last week just found, apprehended the man they believe did the crime. And so now we begin those proceedings. So I do beseech and ask you for your prayers as we begin that section of what's going on. And so thank you. And again, that's my prayer request, to ask you to pray with us. But I know God is a good God, and we're praying for him and for his soul as well. Amen. The book of Judges, the 7th chapter, the 5th verse says, "So he brought down the people into the water. The Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, he shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon the knees to drink." 76 says, "And the number of them that lappeth put their hand to their mouth were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down and lappeth, bowed down upon their knees to drink water." 7 says, "And the Lord said to Gideon, by the 300 men that lappeth will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go, every man in his place." Amen. And I want to just talk to you just briefly today about getting information. Getting information. I was reading this, and the Lord was letting me know about Gideon and his task and his assignment was to assemble a troop of warriors who would ultimately go against their longstanding rivals, the Midianites. The Midianites, according to the Bible, were so vast and so many until they were basically described like grasshoppers, meaning that they were quick, they were fast, and that there were many of them. And so Gideon's army now, compared to them, were nothing. They were nothing because Gideon basically only had about 32,000 men that he started working with. And so after he looked at the men, he said, "Look, if you are afraid, I want you to leave and go home. If you're scared, if this got you shook, if this has you where you can't sleep at night with the idea that we're getting ready to go fight the Midianites, go back to your wives and your children now." And so the Bible says that 22,000 of them left. 10,000 of them stayed and remained. And so out of the 10,000 men, you have to imagine Gideon probably still thought, "Lord, I don't understand your directions. How in the world are we already outnumbered, and then you have me sent home over two-thirds of my army and leave me here with just 10,000? But that wasn't good enough. Even then, the Lord said, "We got to downsize." I know there are times in your life where you are getting instruction from God and you don't understand, especially in the business that we're in, where, you know, you started out. I know about my team with artists. I started out, I had so many, and they were working so good. But the business and the need here in Las Vegas and outside was so great, it still seemed like I didn't have enough team members. But what I was trying to do for the place in the company I was trying to make it to, I got to manager A, but I was trying to get to B, director, to president, you know, and upwards, platinum. It just seemed like I was still outnumbered. And here God still downsized. And we lost team members. I know some of you feel like you lost team members, but I want to come in and encourage you on this morning that God sometimes can do division to create multiplication in your life. That there are times when God will say, "Look, I need you to look at the people that are afraid, and I need you to let them go. Because for what we're getting ready to do, how we're getting ready to take over, how we're getting ready, the battle we have to fight, we can't have no scaredy cats with us. We need all of the folks that's scared, all the folks that are afraid, because you know why? They're going to become more of a liability than an asset. Let those folks go. Pray for them. Help them that God will strengthen them and encourage and give them more insight, and so they'll become stronger and ready for the fight next time. But for this particular battle, they can't stay." And so he had the 10,000 that remained, and the Lord said, "Look, I'm going to get to you, and I'm going to tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to take them down to the water. And when they go to the water, look, I got a particular formation that I'm looking for. I got a particular way I'm looking for them to position themselves." And so the Bible begins to describe to us that how the men that would lap with their hands that stood up were 300, but those that kneeled down on their stomachs, so kneeled down to the ground and lapped, those ones, you have to let them go. And so when I was studying that, because I said, okay, I'm looking and the Bible says there was that laugh like a dog, and I couldn't quite understand it. So as I went into research and look, the theologians vastly disagreed on it, and people had different ideas and mindsets. But basically what was said was those that laugh like a dog, meaning the way a dog laughs, not that he bends over that position, but the fact that a dog is quick and a dog is alert of his surroundings, even while quenching himself. What the Lord is looking for us to do is, the Lord has said, look, I need for you, even when you are quenching yourself, even when you are at rest, even when you don't, are not physically in battle or you're not actively in battle, I need for you to still be alert and ready for battle. I need you to still understand that there's work for you to do, and that even in your rest time, even in your break time, that you understand that I've still not taken away your mandate, what you're supposed to do. I still have purpose for you. I still have a need for your services. Your talents, your goods are still needed. Even then, I need you to be able to be in position. I need you to get information. I need you to get yourself readied to be in battle. And what I mean by battle means that are you always ready to fight? No, not necessarily that I'm always ready to fight and that I'm aggressive, but that I'm ready for instructions from God. As to whatever those instructions are, I'm ready. And so if we're going to get in this late in this time, especially in this day and time where it seems like things are always popping up and happening, and we got to be able to get information. We got to be in position. But in order for you to be in formation, you have to get information. In order for you to get in position, you got to get the accurate and the proper instructions. And so that entails being careful who you let speak into your life, being careful what you watch on a daily basis. Be careful about everything you can't always watch the housewives of whoever. It sometimes it means you got to pull back, cut the TV off, and cut some folks off that are afraid who are talking, because some people are going to tell you, look, you got to start a business. Wait, you're still with artists? What? Wait, you mean you want to minister the gospel? Wait, you're going to try to do that? I don't know if you should do that. Maybe you should think again. When people get to talking afraid to you, you can't get information with improper information. So the scaredy cat's got to go home. That means I can't listen to you. I got to close my ear gates to you. Why? Because you're telling me improper information. If God has told me that he wants me to get in position, if God has told me he wants me to start this business, if God has told me he wants me to minister, if God has told me it's time to open the church, it's time to get married, it's time to have the children, if God has spoken those things into your life, then you can't listen to the scaredy cats. They got to go home. And so we thank and praise God that Gideon listened to God, and that he listened and he took heed, and that he understood that if God said, I only need 300, then I only need 300. Some of us think that we need the multitudes around us to do the multitudinal work. No, the mega work don't happen with a lot of folks. Mega work happens with mega attitudes. Mega work happens with mega mindset. Mega happens when you get rid of the minor, when you stop thinking little. Some of us, and some of you on this call, you're too big to act so little. God has given you so much. And so what happens is you're going to have to just trim the fat. Now, we're in the business of releasing fat. So now, do this in the spiritual now. You're going to have to let go of the excess. Release that stuff that's holding you back. Everything that's got you down, got you where you feel weighted. Some of us are tired and some of us are fatigued because we're pulling too much extra spiritual weight. And here God said, look, you got 32,000 and you think you balling. You think that's awesome. You think that's great. You think you do it fantastic. And you're impressing everyone else with your numbers, but you're not impressing me. But why? Because it's too much. And you can't get information. Now, I've been 421 pounds before. Many of you have heard my story. I've been overweight. I was obese. The doctors, 11 different doctors gave up on me. They didn't know what to tell me was going on. They didn't know how to instruct me. They didn't know how I had taken on all the extra weight, nor how I was to get rid of it. But I got connected with a business and connected with some products. And God said, look, I want you to trim the fat, get rid of all these extra doctors you got, and reduce yourself down to a bottle of Aviv, a bottle of Cradello, and your garment. That's three things. I went from 11 professionally doctors trained to deal with disorders in the body, and he reduced me down to a bottle of Aviv, a bottle of Cradello, and a compression garment called a body magic. Come on. See, and in that I lost 200 pounds. And so the thing is, when I was 421 pounds, I couldn't get into certain positions. Why? I had too much excess. I couldn't sit on the floor. I couldn't run. I couldn't do things that normal people could do. I couldn't put my own shoes on. I couldn't put my own stockings on. I couldn't get into a particular formation. So here God is telling you to get into a formation, and you can't get information. You wonder why. And I want to tell you, it's because you got too much excess on you. It's time to reduce. It's time to reuse. It's time to recycle. Y'all heard that when y'all were little kids. Reduce, reuse, recycle. It's time for you to go back, and it's time for you to listen to the Lord. Heed to his instructions. And just go on and do the thing. You ought to just tell yourself, today I'm going to just go on and do the thing. Why? Because I have proper information, and now it's time for me to get in formation. I want to encourage your hearts, and I pray this word blessed you on today. I pray that you understand that like Gideon, you have a battle against the Midianites, and they are outnumbered. Yes, it looked like you're outnumbered. It looked like you're overwhelmed. It looked like everything is popping up in your life. It looked like if it ain't one thing, it's another. It looks like, you know, I can't win for losing. I know it looks like all that, but I don't want you to open your mouth and speak that. I want you to speak, look, I'm going to do this. I'm going to overtake. I'm going to recover all. And God is going to reduce, and don't get upset by the reduction. Take the reduction as that God is preparing you to get in formation. God bless you. Be blessed and walk your day out knowing that God has got you. And you got this. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
Thank you so much, Minister Pastor Dr. Lavanya, for bringing us that rich, rich word. In order to get information, we need the correct information. And I will call you back after our prayer to give us our closing benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our King, our Savior, our Confidant, our all in all, we come to you this morning. We give you thanks. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you so much, Lord, for getting us up this morning. And we thank you so much, Lord, for letting us start our day with that rich word, O Lord. Now, Father, we ask that you bless Dr. Lavanya immensely, that you continue to pour into her all the virtue, O Lord, that you continue to fill her up and continue to order her footsteps to walk in the way and to touch the lives that she has touched. Father, we thank you so much that the suspect has been apprehended, Lord. And Father, we ask, O God, that as they go before, as you go before them, Lord, as they go through the days ahead, that you give them the strength, O Lord, that you give them everything they need, Lord, to face what is up ahead. O Lord, you said in your word you never leave us nor forsaken us. You said in your word that you will be our confidant. You said in your word, O Lord, that you will give us everything we need, O Lord. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you have encouraged them, O Lord, and that you will continue to wrap your loving arms around them, Lord, and that you continue to love on them as they go through the process. And, Father, we also pray for the suspect. Oh, Lord, we pray that as he just goes through this time, Lord, that he, if he doesn't know you already, this will be an opportunity for him to get to know you and to accept you as his Lord and personal Savior, and that there is forgiveness in his heart. Lord, we lift up Marie Preston this morning. We ask, oh, God, that you continue to touch her voice. Father, we ask that we lift up Carolyn Patterson. With a heart problem, Lord, you are a heart regulator. You said that by your stripes we are healed. And for Kim, who went for the test for breast cancer, oh, Lord, and for Eleanor Blackwell's nephew, Lord, we pray, oh, God, that you touch them in a mighty way. Father, we ask, Lord, that you know each one individually and you know what needs to be done. And so we know that you are faithful to do that for them. You told us, Lord, to be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, to make our requests known to you. And you said you would give us peace that passes all understanding. So everyone that whose name I have called out, and even every listener and every family member who's on this call, we ask, Lord, that you give us peace that passes all understanding.
and that you lead us in the way that we should go, that we be spirit-led. Lord, we continue to pray for our own doctor, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, as she rests right now, we know that you are running your ministering hands all up and down her body, delivering her, Lord, and bringing forth healing, because you said healing is the children's bread. And, Father, we ask, oh God, that she fills our love that we have for her. Lord, we lift up our dear Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our mother, Josie. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless her, Lord. Bless her going out and her coming in. And now, Lord, we just thank you for everything that she has done for the Master's Call, everything that you have led her to do. We pray for the Ignite Conference, Lord, that it would go on well, that everything that has been planned would far exceed what they had planned to do there, that traveling grace for everyone who is going to the conference, Lord, and that the weather, oh God, is conducive for traveling. And, Father, we just pray that they come back more enriched, empowered, and enhanced as believers as we start our days and as the businesses are worked. We give you praise, Lord, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Master's Call family, remember, if you want to hear the playback of today's message, and I know you're going to want to do that, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957677. And if you remember that we do have the Ignite Conference, and you can go to register for that if you haven't done so already by going to www.events.artistlife.com. And remember, there is that call on Thursday morning. It is directed by Harold Hamm, along with the team, Tiffany Lauderdale, our Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, Minister Jackie Henderson, and Delia Hernandez. And you can access that call by going to 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865, and to get on that call. I will now call you back, our minister, our pastor, our Dr. Lavanya Lewis. And remember, my family, from my heart to yours, I do love me some you. Are you there, Dr. Lavanya?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Father God, we thank you for your sons and your daughters. We bless you, God, for the vision, the visionaries of this call. We thank you for those who are connected and making this a success. Lord, we ask, God, as we leave on the day, that you would bless, touch, and empower us, God, to make you famous, God, to let your word be known, to empower others and let them know that Jesus Christ lives and he lives in us and that through you all things are possible. And we thank you, God, as we go about our day, touch everything that we touch, God, let it be blessed for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be blessed.